The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Dylan Ang. I'm Olivia Kwe. From tomorrow, party political broadcasts will air across 19 free-to-air radio and TV channels. There will be two time slots, 8 p.m. tomorrow and on July the 9th.
The amount of airtime allocated is determined by the number of candidates fielded. The broadcast of the party fielding the least number of candidates will air first.
Independents are not eligible for these broadcasts. Parties fielding fewer than six candidates are also not eligible. These parties are the People's Power Party, Singapore Democratic Alliance, Singapore People's Party and Red Dot United.
Law and Home Affairs Minister K. Shanmugam, running in Nee Soon GRC, called his Progress Singapore Party opponents half-hearted about contesting there. Mr. Shanmugam pointed to what happened last week, that PSP, who had had its site on West Coast, wanted to withdraw from contesting in Nee Soon in exchange for the Reform Party not contesting the West Coast GRC.
At a virtual press conference, he also acknowledged Ms. Lee Bee Wah's retirement from politics. Engineer Dr. Lee was the MP for Nee Soon South since 2011. Her replacement, Ms. Carrie Tan, said residents think she has big shoes to fill.
Candidates from the People's Action Party were seen at hawker centres and markets across the island this morning. At Marine Parade, the five-member team, Mr. Muhammad Fahmi Aliman, Dr. Tan Si Ling, Mr. Edwin Tong, Mr. Seah Kian Ping, and Mr. Tan Chuan Jin were campaigning at Hague Road Market and Food Centre.
PAP's Sembawang GRC team, consisting of Education Minister Ong Ye Kung, Mr. Vikram Nair, Dr. Lim Wee Kiek, Ms. Mariam Jaffa, and Ms. Poli Sun, were seen speaking to residents at a Sembawang coffee shop.
The PAP's Aljunied team were also making their rounds at the Block 538 Bedok North Street 3 Hawker Centre. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Alex Yeo said they have gone the extra mile to address residents' needs, even with limited funds. Workers' Party Chief Pritam Singh said the move of Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat to East Coast GRC had an element of strategic surprise on the part of the People's Action Party. He said, however, that the party will be working just as hard.
Mr. Singh was on a walkabout this morning with the candidates contesting East Coast GRC. He added that this will be a particularly difficult election for the opposition.
One of the surprises of nomination day, the Singapore Democratic Party's Paul Tembaya was in Bukit Panjang for a walkabout. He will face PAP's Mr. Liang Eng Hua, who was from the Zhenghua ward of Holland Bukit Timah GRC.
The SDP team contesting Holland Bukit Timah went on a walkabout at Bukit Timah Market and Food Centre this afternoon.
Meanwhile, the National Solidarity Party unveiled its party manifesto for this general election. It's calling for the upcoming GST hike to be scrapped and for retrenched workers to be allowed to make temporary withdrawals from their CPF accounts.
So lots to talk about. So let's bring in Jeremy Au Yong in on this discussion. He's one of the editors leading our coverage of GE 2020. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thanks.
So we've been talking a lot about the matchups in places like Aljunied, East Coast and West Coast GRCs. What are some of the constituencies that we may have overlooked that could potentially be key battlegrounds?
Yeah, I think you got, Olivia, I think you got the top three there just about right. The East and West Coast and Aljunied do look like the hotter seats this election. Outside of those, I would say, let's look at the WP for in the first instance. They are the party that traditionally tends to do the best against the PAP. They have, in the past few elections, have been the ones that have been part of the closest contest in the elections. Other than Aljunied, which they are defending, I would say Sengkang GRC, the new Sengkang GRC, is one to watch. It is a new GRC that has some wards, some constituencies that previously the WP were popular in, like Punggol East, which the WP did win in one by-election. And the WP team there, it's hard to call, actually, in this election, which one is WP's B team, but the one in Sengkang GRC does look quite noteworthy. There are three out of four of them are new faces, but they are also the more notable new faces from the WPA. So they include the economics professor, James Lim, this charity director named Raisa Khan, who is the daughter of a former presidential aspirant, Farid Khan. So Sengkang GRC looks interesting to me. Over in the West, the two single seats, I think, that were brought up in the prelude to this, they are being contested by the top two leaders of the SDP. Also, I think I want to watch, that is Dr. Paul Tambia against PAP's Liang Eng Hua in Bukit Panjang, and Dr. Chee Soon Juan against the PAP's Murali Pillai in Bukit Batok. So ordinarily, we see party leaders lead GRC teams, especially when they are, unless you're a party that is not contesting a GRC, like the People's Power Party. But here in the SDP, they've taken quite a different tack. Their two top leaders are in single seats, and the GRC team is helmed by somebody else. So I think that's some strategy on their part. It will be interesting to see how that plays out. So we're seeing quite different strategies from actually even in the both these two single seats they're contesting. Dr. Chi has taken has been hitting Mr. Murali Pillai on quite municipal issues. He's been talking very much about municipal issues and not really more national ones. And for Dr. Tambia, I think it remains to be seen what strategy he's going to take with Mr. Liang Eng Hua. The only other constituency I would pick out is Pasir Ris Punggol GRC. And that's because this is the first time we are seeing a GRC in a three-cornered fight since, I believe it was 1992 in Marine Parade. It's very rare to see a three-cornered fight in a GRC. There's a lot at stake. And we are hearing that the two opposition parties that ended up in this three-cornered fight, the People's Voice and the Singapore Democratic Alliance, there was really a breakdown in negotiations among them. So again, we want to see how they are going to approach this election. Is this a case of both of them going after the PAP, or is their strategy more, let's be the second place guy and not lose our deposit?
Now, Jeremy, our top story today, the ELD releasing more details of special voting arrangements on polling day. COVID-19 patients and those on quarantine will not be allowed to vote. About 350 voters are affected. Now, how do you think parties and voters will react to this?
It's going to sound cliche, but to me, this is one of those where you stand depends on where you sit situations. If you are a party or a voter who believes this election should not be held now, before the pandemic has faded away, then you'll probably argue that, hey, this is proof that it shouldn't be held, that here are 350 people who won't be able to vote because of the timing of the election. If, however, you believe that the election needs to go ahead so that the country can focus on the task, on the very difficult task ahead, then you might argue, hey, 350 people is an acceptable price to pay in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Let's say in 2015, about 150,000 people did not vote. 350 people in that context is not that much.
Mm. Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure as always. We've been speaking to Jeremy Au-Yong, foreign editor at The Straits Times and part of our GE 2020 team.